This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Some TV shows sidelined by the Hollywood writers' strike could be back within days if the writers approve a tentative deal worked out between union leaders and the studios. The AP's Jennifer King.
Guild members must approve the agreement before the strike officially ends, but some writers were already celebrating. In a statement, California Governor Gavin Newsom says he's grateful that the two sides have come together. In an email, the WGA says the agreement was made possible by members' solidarity and the support of union siblings who joined them on the picket lines for over 146 days. The terms of the new deal were not immediately announced. Issues that led to the walkout included staff shortfalls, residuals, and the use of artificial intelligence in scripts. I'm Jennifer King.
Actors are still on strike, though. No deal there. The Pittsburgh Steelers charter flight home following a Sunday night win in Las Vegas made an emergency landing early this morning in Kansas City. A team spokesman says everybody's safe. The plane reportedly was dealing with an oil pressure failure in one of the engines. Now to those squabbling lawmakers in Washington who can't agree on how to spend the government's money. The AP's Jackie Quinn on the deadline that's fast approaching and what could happen.
If the House and Senate can't agree on a government spending package, a shutdown will likely take effect October 1st and many government services will be halted. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Three teenagers were killed in a shooting in Columbia, South Carolina yesterday afternoon, a fourth wounded. No details yet on what happened or who's responsible. Somebody tossed at least one Molotov cocktail at the Cuban embassy in Washington last night, but nobody was injured, and there wasn't any significant damage. No arrests yet. Cuba's foreign minister is calling it a terrorist attack. Got a Powerball ticket? Tonight's Powerball jackpot is $785 million. This is AP News. The Biden administration wants to make rail service safer, more reliable, and more resilient, says the transportation secretary. Here's what they're doing about it. The AP's Sagar Magani.
The Biden administration is announcing money for projects aimed at boosting railway safety and capacity. Some 70 projects in 35 states and here in Washington will get $1.4 billion. That'll help upgrade tracks and speed bridge repairs, among other things. The awards include money for restoring passenger service to parts of the Gulf Coast for the first time since Hurricane Katrina. Rail safety has become a big concern after February's derailment of a train carrying hazardous chemicals in Ohio. Still, a proposed rail safety reform package has stalled in the Senate. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Gas is about $3.85 a gallon as you start your work week. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Military veterans and active duty service members, you could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. SkillBridge and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.